can do in the short term is to try and lobby DEFRA in London and the European Agricultural Commissioner in Brussels. We are seeking an intervention scheme again to recognise the difficulties that pertain to the dairy sector in Northern Ireland, where 85% of the produce has to be exported. We have badly depressed markets, bad farm gate price for milk at the moment, and an intervention scheme is the only thing that seems viable or possible in the short term.
Low price milk selling in the domestic market is also an issue. When we saw farmers protest outside three supermarkets in Coleraine last night, that's an indication of the depth of feeling that's out there.
Absolutely, and I know other farming groups across the north are seriously considering the same action. This is direct action in the front line, whereby farmers feel very frustrated that many of the big retailers are selling liquid milk as a loss leader. And obviously that's something that's annoying farmers who feel that they're producing a good quality product. They're complying with all the health regulations for farm animal health. And yet now they see that they have to take a bad price. In fact, they're taking prices that are below cost and they're suffering badly.
And the farmer's argument is that very often consumers in supermarkets who have an eye for a bargain don't make that connection and realise that the reason the product they're buying in the supermarket is so cheap is because a farmer somewhere along the supply chain is taking a much lower price for what they're producing.
Yes, I think, however, it is important to recognise that only 10% of the milk produced in Northern Ireland is sold in the liquid milk market. The biggest difficulty is the dairy products of cheese and skim milk powder and butter. That's where there are such depressed commodity prices on the European and world markets. And that's the reason why we need an intervention level price and private storage capacity in order to bring a bottom to the market, stabilize it, and hopefully in about 6 months' time, then the farm gate prices might have improved to a more viable market price for the farmer.